So in the month of July, we started a teaching series, which we titled Blueprint, Following God's Plan for Your Life. And we began from explaining that God has a blueprint for your life. And then we went on to lifetime, maximizing your days. Then we talked about purpose, destiny, and assignments. I still have a feeling like I should go back to those teachings again, especially the purpose, destiny, and assignments. But we moved on from that to finding a life partner. We talked about basics, choosing a spouse and making it work. And making it work. Oh, Jesus, English, please, have mercy. And making it work. Choosing a spouse and making it work. And then we began to talk about the leadings of God. We first of all talked about compass, right? The leadings of God. And I have sensed by the Spirit that we should pay attention to this leading of God. How does God lead? We should pay attention to it. Because sooner or later, you will need it. Whether you like it or not, you will need it. Praise the Lord. And so, we began to explain how God leads, and we talked about God leads by His Spirit, and then through His Spirit, He leads by the written word. Did you get that on Wednesday? Did we get that on Wednesday? God. Please, go back and listen to those sermons. So. And then on Thursday, we began to talk about the fact that after the written word, the next level in which God leads His people through His Spirit is by the inward witness. And so, because I know that some of you did not follow on Wednesday and Thursday, and I know you go back and listen to it, so I'm going to do a recap. What did we say the inner witness is? We said the inward witness or the inner witness is an inner ability to discern a thing. Praise the Lord. They said inner witness is an inner ability to discern a thing for what it really is. The inner witness is an inner ability to discern a thing for what it really is. This knowledge goes beyond the surface or the superficial outlook of things to their very nature. Through this knowledge, you can assess God's inner testimony of people, about people, places, or things. The inward witness is an inner ability to discern a thing for what it really is. This knowledge goes beyond the surface or the superficial outlook of things to their very nature. Through this knowledge, you can assess God's inner testimony about places, people, or things. Are you with me? Then we said the inward witness or the inner witness is the most accurate way God leads after the written word. You know, people have felt like Pastor David teaches this thing a lot, but the more I grow in spiritual things, in ministry, the more I see that we need to teach it even much more. When I was preparing this sermon, I just felt like, I was telling Pastor Kenny, I felt like keeping all of you from now till evening and teaching you this. Teaching. You know the issue? Life is the one kind teacher. It's a very funny teacher. It will allow you to experience something before it gives you the lessons. You see, have you ever heard people say things like, this life is just no balance? Have you ever heard things like that? By the time you grow, in fact, if you are above 30 years here, you will know that many things are not the way it looks. Oh, many things are not the way it looks. Many things, life will shock you in very strange ways. That if you don't have the Holy Spirit, if you don't know how to follow the leading of the Spirit, you will be shocked. Many things will surprise you. You know, when I hear statements like, he was a nice guy. Oh, we did the business together. All of a sudden, he just cheated me. The problem is, you didn't have the inner spirit to know. I said, how would he just cheat me? Where was your discernment? Sometimes, you know, I was listening to one of the teachings I did on this subject last year. And there was a story I mentioned in that teaching that when I was listening to it again, I was like, it still pained me as much as it pained me last year when I was telling the story. A woman had a dream about her friend, her best friend. Her best friend is into sales, clothing for women, and not just clothing, underwear and those kind of things. And so she had a dream. Her friend brought a bag of, you know those, what they call bail, right? Am I correct? Her friend brought a bag of clothes or bail or something. And she said, let me just test this one. It was a bra. Immediately she wore it, she saw a scorpion leave the bra and enter her body. If actually enter her breast. She had this dream twice. She had this dream twice. How many times? Guess what? A week from that day, it happened. The woman actually came physically with clothes. And guess what? She said she forgot. Wore the thing and fell sick that evening. It is 2 years now. The woman is still sick. They have carried her everywhere. Carried her to different doctors. They will scan her. There is nothing there. But the thing is eating her up. You know, that kind of thing here, you know what it's called? It's called spiritual dullness. The person is so dull that God is literally showing you something, shouting it in your face, but you are not seeing. The Bible says, having eyes but cannot see. Having eyes but cannot see. Are you hearing me? Many cases, many what we call many twists and turns and complexities of life. If you check very well, many times it was invisible things like this that they did not talk about. You'll be wondering, what happened? What happened? You will not know the other part, side of the story, that there was the time there was a leader was supposed to follow and they missed. Or they did not follow it outrightly. You know, there was a case where I had a family friend that we grew up together. We grew up together in Port Harcourt. And so, one day, after, you know, when you are growing up with somebody and you stay in the same compound and as life goes on, they move to another compound and you just separate. And so one day her family came to visit my family. Her mom came to visit my mom. And so she came to see me in my room and we're just gisting and playing. And I said, why? How are you? She said, lady, what of your dad? I've not been seeing your dad since. She said, So it's a long story. This thing I'm telling you happened about 12 years ago. That's when she was telling me this story. She said, it's a long story. I said, what happened? Tell me, what happened? She said, it's a long story. She said, okay, but I'll make it short. So, a year before that time, my mom was like, you know when there's a pastor in the compound, they now say this is the pastor of the whole compound. You get that kind of thing. So, my mom was like the only pastor in that compound. And my mom got close to their family, husband and wife, they got close and they began to do every night, all night. They were doing all night, every night for 1 year so that the man would get a visa to Canada. I hear what I'm saying? And we're joining them. Sometimes I used to be tired. It was those times, I was not born again now. Say, which kind of prayer are they praying? God know the year. This Canada visa, they never tell. So every night, sometimes we go to their house, we are praying, oh God, visa, oh God, visa. The man got visa, went abroad, went to Canada, started working, and began to send them dollars. If you see the way their clothes change, you will know that money, the liquid has started coming. And so, not too long after, they moved out from the house. You know, life was better. Then this lady told me, after sending dollars, a time came. He did not just send dollars, he sent a file. The file was a divorce paper. He had remarried. Started life. The new woman was pregnant. The instruction was, madam, sign here. That's all. And if you don't want to sign, we have already signed on your behalf. This one we sent to you is for your own copy. As you are taking the dollars, just also sign here. Now, this man was telling my mom that, to be honest, she remembers the day this man was proposing to her. That when he was bringing the ring, her mind was just shaking. Hey. See, but when she sat down and thought about it, why am I scared? Why am I having this fear? She would talk to her mom. My mom would say, no, it's because you are still new. You are scared of marriage. He said, but no. As the 14 days to the wedding, 7 days to the wedding, her mind would be beating. But she found a way to drown that thing. Guess what? When she saw the letter, the first thing she remembered was that day. Till today, she has not remarried. And I pray for her, she will remarry you in Jesus' name. Because this is more than 20 years. She has raised those children herself. One day, she was opening up to my mom. She said, see, I blame my mom. But you cannot really blame your mom. You see, your mom wants her daughter to marry and have grandchild quickly. That's her own. Bring me grandchild quickly. But your destiny is in your hand. Praise the Lord.
Jesus. So we said the inward witness is the most accurate way God leads after the written word. And why is it so? It is because when you get born again, your spirit and the Holy Spirit becomes one. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27, it says, the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Do you remember that parable that Jesus gave about the woman who had a candle and a lost coin? Do you remember? And the coin was lost and she lit up the candle and began to search her house and found where the coin was. Are you with me? In the same way, your spirit man is God's candle. And the Holy Spirit is the fire on that candle. Are you following me? No matter what is lost in your life, no matter how lost you think you are, if you can just search with that lighted spirit, you will find the answer. Are you following me? He says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching out the inward parts of the belly. The Bible also says in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17, it says, for he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. He that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit. It says, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. That means when you get born again, your spirit and the Holy Spirit becomes mingled together such that anything the Holy Spirit picks, you can also pick. Are you with me? So for instance, the example I gave on Thursday, if you are in a car and a car is climbing a speed breaker or a speed brake, English students, which is the correct one? Some people say speed breaker. Some people say speed brake. Shada is a brake inside. Amen. Now, if you are climbing a speed breaker and you are inside the car, even if you are not driving the car, and even if your body is not in contact with the road, even if you didn't even see a speed breaker, because of the way the car goes, you will feel it also, right? When it makes that boom, that sound, that jerking, you feel the same jerking too. When the car is climbing a slope, because you are in the car, as it were, you and the car are together. Are you with me? So anything the car is feeling, you will also feel, right? That's how the inward witness works. That's how the inward witness works. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 15 to 16. Romans 8, verse 15 to 16. It says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Romans 8, 15 to 16. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear or to fear. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now, verse 16. Can we all read it together? 1, 2, 3, go. It says the spirit itself, better supposed to put himself. The spirit himself, because the spirit is a person, not just an it, it's not an object. He said, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The reason why you have this knowing that because I believed in Christ, I am a child of God, is because the Spirit is witnessing to you that you are a child of God. Are you with me? Now, if that word witness sounds confusing, let me break it down the way I did on Thursday. I said, if, for instance, in this protest, somebody was at a protest ground or a protest site and people broke bottles and they shot people and there was tear gas and all of that, and somebody was there and the police came and said, catch them. And they caught like 3 or 4 people who were there. And they called them and said, you were witnesses of what happened. Give us a statement. Are you with me? So those people can come and testify as witnesses in court. They can become a witness in court because they were actually there. Are you following this? Are you following this? In the same way, when you get born again, the Holy Spirit that is in heaven saw your record that you have been added to the kingdom of God. And so, even though you are not in heaven physically, when you receive the Holy Spirit that was also there when you became a child of God now begins to witness to you that, bro, you are part of the family. Are you getting this? So, the Holy Spirit that was in heaven, the Holy Spirit that rectified all of Christ's redemptive work has come into your heart as a witness that if the spirit that was in Christ is now in you, then you are a child of God. Do you get that? I hope it's not too complex. I'm trying to make it easier. In the same way, That Holy Spirit that knows all things can go to your future and see your future and say, ah, if you take this job, it will lead you astray. He has seen, he's a first-hand witness of what happened there. He wants to witness to your heart that in the present now, don't take that job. Are you with me? So, like we saw there, Romans 8:16, the Spirit himself witnesses to our spirit that we are children of God. So, the Holy Ghost can give you a signal or a witness that, don't go that way. Go that way. Are you following this? Except I'm a witness. The Spirit himself witnesses to our spirit that we are children of God. Now, how does the inward witness operate? I explained on Thursday that for you to gain the wisdom that God is trying to give you with the inward witness, you must learn to pay attention to your inward man. Say after me, pay attention to your inward man. You must learn to pay attention to your inward man. Tell another person, you must learn to pay attention to your inward man. Mark chapter 5, from verse 30 to 31. Now, the story in Mark chapter 5 was the woman with the issue of blood. She was looking for her healing, and eventually, she went to Jesus and said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. And in Mark 5 verse 30, the Bible says, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about him in the press and said, who touched my clothes? My emphasis here is, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself, did you see that? He knowing in himself. Okay, let me give you a good example. Have you been somewhere before? Before I go into more spiritual examples in the Bible, but let me give you examples you can relate with. Have you been somewhere before? And everybody is gisting. A time comes where, while you are gisting, it's like if you lose your peace. Maybe the person starts talking about something else. Maybe starts talking about a pastor or starts talking about somebody you respect. And all of a sudden, inside you are not comfortable again. Or let me give another one. Have you been somewhere people are discussing and you are there? You are talking with them. They're not really saying anything wrong, but after a while, you felt like you have overstayed being here. As I was before, I need to end this discussion and leave these people now. But many times we don't obey. We add pepe and curry and make the gist long, lie on top, keep the gist going. You just feel like, I need to leave this place now. That's a knowing. That's the inward witness. Inward witness. He knowing in himself. In Acts chapter 27, from verse 10, we've talked about it before, but Paul was in a ship that was about to take off and he was a prisoner on that ship. And so, they were about to move because everywhere seemed good for them to move. And Paul said, and he said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt. You know, let me tell you something here. Anytime there is a witness, there is also a message. Write that down. Whenever there is a witness, there is a message. No witness is just for, you know, sometimes many of you have had those experiences, and I will get to that, the inward voice. Ah, can I get to that? Where something told me, something told me, carry that pen. Something told me, carry that key. Are you with me? Something told me, these exams, read this place. So I was feeling it. So you actually felt something and you were able to interpret that the witness meant something. It was a message, right? Now, I will answer this question later. Have there been times where you felt something and you don't know what it meant? Yes. It also happens. But I want you to know that even if that happens, whenever there is a witness in your spirit, there is a message. He's trying to tell you something. God is trying to tell you something. Praise the Lord. And they did not listen to Paul in Acts chapter 27. And you see, they ran into problems. For 2 weeks straight, they did not see the sun, the moon, or star. They were overtaken by a tempest called Euroclydon. You can read the book of Acts 27. You see Jesus say in John 13 verse 21, I was troubled in the spirit. Now, just give me some time. Let me break down this inward witness a little bit. So, because the Holy Spirit and your spirit has become one, You can pick his emotions. Sometimes he can be happy. If he's joyful about a thing, if his approval is upon a thing, you will feel joy. If his displeasure is upon a thing, you will feel it. Have there been times where you shouted at somebody or you insulted somebody and immediately you said that wrong word? That is, somebody smote you inside. Or you feel, I shouldn't have said that. Not just because the word was bad, but because there was a witness within you telling you the Holy Ghost did not approve of that thing you did. A guy was telling me one time, it was a confession. It was his birthday, and he was dating this girl. He wanted to get married. They are married now, but it was his confession. He was dating this girl. The girl came to visit him, and she gave him one nice gift and everything. Immediately, he grabbed her, he kissed her. He said, immediately he did that. It's as if something, he knew that, I did something wrong. I did something wrong. That's witness. It's still in one witness, though. It's the Holy Spirit telling you, oh, you fear my hand. Praise the Lord. They are looking at me. Somebody is saying, Pastor, you always have a way of dragging our wig. You always have a way of pinching us. Acts chapter 11, verse 12. You see Peter speaking in Acts 11, verse 12. Please don't be tired of the many scriptures, though. You need it. Now, there are some people that were coming to see Peter and he had not met them before. He had not met them before at all. And while they were with him, he had an ease in his spirit to go. And see how he described it. He said, the Spirit bade me go with them. Everybody read this thing. 1, 2, 3, go. Nothing doubting. Brethren accompanied me and we entered into the man's house. He was saying that when he saw them, there was no restriction. Are you following this? The Spirit bade me go, nothing doubting. Have you met people that you don't know them before, but you look at them, you meet, and it's as if you have been friends for a long time. It's as if there was an opening in your spirit to them, like, come, you are my buddy, come, let's go. But there's somebody that may be around. When the person is coming, you just have this, be careful. Just be careful. Just handle this person with care. Just the Spirit is telling you, problem is coming. All that glitters is not gold. The Spirit bade me go. There was an ease. Praise the Lord. Now look at Isaiah 55 verse 12. I'm trying to break down the inward witness to you. The Bible says, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing. Glory! No, you people have forgotten the lesson. Oh, yeah. Start. 1, 2, 3, go. The mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Glory! Amen. Glory! Now, what is he telling you here? He says, if God is the one leading you, there will be joy. He says, you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. When you have lost your peace about something, God is not there, sir. With joy and peace. Do you realize that this joy and peace also look like the fruit of the Spirit? For the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Those things also are signs that if the Holy Spirit is in agreement with this thing, you will see those signs there. Like for instance, yesterday, I was a little bit bothered when we were going for the outreach at the law school. I was like, will these people come out? All the students. We didn't want to come out at all. By the time our car packed, I felt a strong sense of joy come upon me. I said, whether they come out or not, it was a great meeting. And guess what? They came out. And it was a great meeting. Joy and peace. And then it says the result is that the mountains will break before you into singing. Meaning obstacles will break before you. I said obstacles will break before you. Yeah. Still on the inward witness? You go serve inward witness today. Acts 16 verse 6. Very interesting one here. We'll just read the verses and I won't explain much. It's very self-explanatory. Acts 16 verse 6. The Bible says, now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. How did the Holy Ghost forbid them? by witness. So you want to do something and there's a restraint. Are you getting this? There's a restraint. Usually, if you pay attention, you get it. There's a restraint. Don't preach there. Hi. The Holy Ghost, they were going to preach, the Holy Ghost said, They may have gone there and said, we are going to preach the gospel to every creature. They will go, they will kill you. Paul would have gone there prematurely and he would have been killed. Praise the Lord. They were forbidden. Look at Acts 18 verse 5. Now this one, they were allowed. The Bible says, and when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit. And he testified to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. You enter a bus and you can feel a press preach. You feel it inside. See, you don't know what God wants to do. Oh, you don't know. You have that press in your spirit. Talk to this person. Or you have a press in your spirit. Don't leave your files there. This one has happened to you a lot. You were parking, then your eyes just got in contact with something. That don't forget this thing. Who knows what I'm talking about? You can feel like something got your attention. Don't forget this thing. This thing is important. Don't forget it. Then you say, don't worry, I'll carry it later. And you will forget it. Then when you now get to where you need to say, oh, I remember. Ah, it's true. That thing came to my mind like that. Don't forget this thing. Are you following this? You see, the Holy Spirit got your attention. He pressed you in the spirit. Praise the Lord. You know what I am? You know I'm open on the scripture so that in any form you experience it, you know it's the spirit. You know it's God getting your attention. In any form, because it can come in different form. It can come in some subtle feelings. Sometimes you can feel tied up or bound inside. I've seen people who I actually genuinely loved them. I wanted to just open up myself to them. I wanted to be so close to them. But every time I tried, I could feel like something was... Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 20, verse 22. to 23. It says, and now, behold, this was Paul. I go bound... Everybody read this verse. I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. So now, he was going to Jerusalem, but he knew that something is not right. He was bound in the spirit. He could feel like, you know, even Bible theologians argue today that Paul should not have gone to Jerusalem. There's still an argument between pastors and theologians that Paul should not have gone. Because Paul suffered there. The kind of suffering Paul suffered here. He says, and now behold, I go bound in the spirit. I'm going, but I'm feeling a restraint inside. Not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Then, save, except that. That save means except. Except that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. Do you get what I just explained? He was bound in the spirit. That takes me to the next and last thing for today's service. The inward voice. The inward voice. What is the inward voice? Because of our time, let me rush. The inward voice is a perfectly coordinated speech in the language of your thoughts. The inward voice is a perfectly coordinated speech in the language of your thoughts. Many people say, can God speak through me, through my thoughts? Yes, I'm telling you now. God can talk to you through your thoughts. We call it flowing thoughts. If you are attentive enough, I've given that assignment before. Every 30 days, think every day. If there's a thought that comes to your mind every day, write it down. If you do it for 30 days, you will see that God has been trying to tell you some two or three things. The inward voice is a perfectly coordinated speech and the language of your thoughts. Now, if we go back to all those things that we looked at about the inward witness, you will see that there was witness and there was also speech. Okay, let's do a good one. Let's start with Acts 10. Acts 10 verse 19 to 20. Acts 10 verse 19 to 20. The Bible says, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Have you ever experienced something where You were somewhere and it was as if somebody spoke to you in a very clear voice about something that will happen, and it happened like that. Maybe you just felt like somebody told you, be careful now. Watch out for this. And when you responded, you were like, ah, thank God, oh. So the inward voice is a perfectly contained speech in the language of your thoughts. Somebody asked me one time, that why is it that when God is talking to me, it sounds like my voice? Why does it sound like it's as if it's me talking to me? You see what is happening? It is God is talking to you in the language of your thoughts. So if you think Yoruba, you will hear God in Yoruba. I'm trying to teach something heavy, but are you following? So I've said the inward voice is the perfectly contained speech in the language of your thoughts. The inward voice is the voice of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit works with your inward voice. Also, the inward voice works hand in hand with your inward witness. Please write this down. The inward voice works hand in hand with your inward witness and with a renewed mind. The inward voice works hand in hand with your inward witness and with a renewed mind, trained to pick up signals from the Spirit and present it as relatable speech. Let me come again. The inward voice works hand in hand with your inward witness and a renewed mind, trained to pick up signals from the Spirit and present it as relatable speech. Let me give an instance. Romans 8 verse 15 to 16. The Bible says, in Romans 8 verse 15 to 16, it says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. What you may not be seeing there is that what you are saying, the Abba, Father you are saying to God, is the result of the Spirit doing something to you. So when your Spirit and the Holy Spirit mingles together, the result of that spiritual work is that you cry, Abba, Father. Praise the Lord. How many of you noticed that when you got born again, when you genuinely got saved and got born again, it was as if before in worship services, you just be like, and then just be singing. But after a while, when you got born, if you truly get born again, in worship service, it's as if you should just cry to God. It's as if you just open your heart and sing very well, like open yourself to God. That thing you are experiencing is a cry of your spirit to your Father. It's like, wait, are you tired? I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to. Some of the things I'm teaching in this sermon, it's not like I've not known them since. It's because I've decided that, okay, let me bring greater revelation. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Okay, good example. Have you been some days where you just wake up with a song and you feel like singing that song till you cry to God? That cry of your spirit is because your spirit is trying to say something to God. And so it is through that song your spirit can express itself. Are you following this? In the same way, the Holy Spirit too can also cry to you. And it will come as your thought. It may come as a burden. You see somebody saying, I just have a burden. That is the result of the Holy Spirit pressing upon you, and it's coming as a body that can be broken down into words. So, you know when you are trying to explain spiritual things, it says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself beareth witness of our spirits. Now, after the witness, what is the witness saying? That we are the children of God. What you may not realize there is that phrase, we are the children of God, is actually the voice that came with the witness. Are you in this service today? Romans 12 verse 2. Let's round up from there. Romans 12 verse 2, Acts 20, 22 that we opened before. Just so put it up, that once we are done with this one, we'll go there. Everybody read Romans 12 verse 2. Read it again. Romans 12 verse 2. The Bible says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Listen, the more trained your mind is in the word of God, the more it will be able to receive that supernatural impulse and break it down into the will of God. That's what I'm trying to show you here. So sometimes you can have a feeling, a witness of the Spirit within you, and you think God is telling you, go to, we say. But there is a way your mind will be renewed. It's not just be go to, we say, it's be go to, we say, and talk to so and so person. It has gone beyond good to, it's more acceptable. If your mind is properly trained, when God's voice is coming to you, you will know exactly what to do. You will go beyond just what is good, acceptable, it will become the perfect will of God. Eight years ago, I was in Lagos. I was going for a program. And I passed a blind man. And I was supposed to pray for him. And I was having that feeling. Pray for him. So I was looking at everybody. Must I pray for him? And so I went back home. I didn't pray for him. Now, when I went back home, I started studying the Bible and praying. And it was as though I felt the Lord giving me more instruction about what he told me earlier. That actually, you are not just supposed to pray for him. I wanted you to shout in the entire space. I didn't just want you to pray for him. I wanted you to also stay there and shout, get everybody's attention. You see, what was happening to me was, at the level where my mind was, I was able to pick some part of the will of God, but it was not the acceptable will. It was not the perfect will. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
If your mind is not trained, when the witness of the Spirit is coming, you will not be able to completely transduce it into the what it's trying to say. Are you with me? Zakapalata.
Yes,
these are the, you know, I'm trying to break it like this. These are the dynamics on why people miss or get the leadings of God. These are the pros and cons to it. Praise the Lord. You see what we read in Acts chapter 20. It says, and now behold, Acts 20, 22. It says, and now behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Save, except that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city. What was the witness doing? Saying. So, even though there was a witness, there was also a voice attached to the witness. Witness that in every spirit, saying, bonds and afflictions abide me. What does it mean, witness that in every city? It means there were other believers in other places who were having the witness, and it was also coming as a voice to them that Paul should not go to Jerusalem. That if he goes there, there will be afflictions and there will be bonds that will afflict him. When last did you get a witness that came with a voice? I know the baptisms are not common, no. But this is what makes Oma people. This is what makes Oma people. And he told you, how do you get it? Renew your mind. So if you renew your mind, you'll be able to prove. You'll be able to prove. That is why the teaching of the word of God is important. Sometimes, what I'm teaching you may not be relating to what you need per time, but it's training your mind. There is a spiritual transformation that happens to your mind. Are you with me? That makes, when God is talking, you can know. When God is giving you a witness, you can pick. Jump on your feet. Let us pray.